Hello everyone, and welcome to this January 2024 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. First of all, Happy New Year! I hope you've had a happy time and kept well. In this January issue, the cover of the magazine shows gently rolling waves breaking on the beach with Cromer Pier in the background and the sun setting, all golds, pinks and purples. Oh, it's beautiful. Then inside, we hear from Bear Grylls, who can't wait to go wild at Holkham. Jake Humphreys has five steps to success, and we meet new columnist Mike Liggins. Your readers are Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, but first, here is your welcome from magazine editor Emma Lee.
Welcome to the first issue of Norfolk Magazine of 2024. I can't quite believe it, but in the autumn, it will be 30 years since I moved to Norfolk to start my degree course at UEA, and never left. It feels like yesterday. Ah, the heady days of Britpop. No, I mustn't start on a rose-tinted 90s nostalgia trip. Or, at least, save it until the actual anniversary in September. Are you making any New Year's resolutions? It seems unfair to ask anyone to embark on any dramatic life changes at this time of year, when the days are at their shortest and the weather is at its chilliest. Once the Christmas decorations are packed away, the temptation is to go into hibernation with the remnants of the last tub of celebrations. Surely it would be better to save the overhaul for when the clocks go forward in the spring. I've only got one resolution on my list, and it's the same as it always is. In fact, it's a perma all year round resolution, to stop spending as much time scrolling on my phone as I do. Imagine the things I could achieve instead. Rather than watching endless reels of cats doing amusing things, I could read self-improvement books or fully concentrate on a TV thriller without missing a vital plot twist. I'm feeling particularly inspired to try and disconnect from my phone, having read Kieran Pym's feature about Norfolk and Waveney Mind's Nature Connect project. Getting out into green spaces, away from the distractions of modern life, has a proven positive effect on our mental and physical well-being. The scheme works with people living in urban areas of the county to look at ways of engaging with the natural world, including activities such as forest bathing. Maybe I should make it my resolution to give it a try. One new event coming to Norfolk for the first time in 2024 is Bear Grylls' Gone Wild Festival at Holkham Hall. Take some of the biggest names in music, such as McFly and Sam Ryder, and add in 100 or so activities ranging from axe throwing to guided meditation, and you've got a weekend for making memories with family and friends. In this issue, we track down the legendary adventurer, who tells us he can't wait to bring the event to the county. In this issue, we've also got a real treat for you. We're thrilled to welcome our new columnist, Mike Liggins, to Norfolk Magazine. Mike will, of course, be well known to many of you after decades on our screens as BBC Look East's roving reporter. He signed off from the show in the autumn, and in the coming months, we're looking forward to hearing about his adventures on and off screen.